I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main roads, searching in the sun for another overload.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. And in this segment, we welcome our good friend Sean Stone, digital editor of The Alt. TheAlt.com is where you can see that publication, but you can also find it just about anywhere throughout the Capital Region. It's all over the place. Yes. So
just a little delayed this week because we had some weird weather.
Yes. Well, yes.
Weird.
It was snowy and, yeah, not good.
No.
But so you'll find it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's right. The storm hit on your
on our delivery day. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's why you're here. So
yes.
We both saw the same show over the weekend. I think you saw it Sunday night. I saw it Friday night, which was Garth Brooks at the Times Union Center.
I don't think I have ever seen, because I have never seen him in concert before.
Nor have I.
A more relentlessly positive performer. And I'm not saying that, you know me, I'm not saying it as a pejorative, but I mean, that guy is there to have a good time and make sure everyone else has a good time. And it's actually kind of amazing.
To have that level, to have that level of stamina, to be able to do that is pretty incredible. And you're right to seem as though, I mean, I think it's true. I think it's that he's just having a great time.
He wouldn't do it if he didn't. He's
no,
you know.
Yeah, no, he didn't. Doesn't have to.
Yeah.
Great set.
Yeah, it was a great set, and I will deduct some points for not having actual flames and explosions. If Paul McCartney at his age can have the kind of explosions he had during Live and Let Die, which I was like 10th row and I thought I was going to catch on fire.
No, my eyebrows got singed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm going to deduct a little for that, for relying on the screens for the flames. But yes, it was an impressive show.
Because in the day, in the 90s, there were flames all over when Garth Brooks was performing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I thought the entrance was neat. He just sort of appears.
Yep.
That's cool. And boy, Trisha Yearwood is great, isn't she?
She is. She's fantastic.
Yeah.
That was a real treat. And the way they structured the show was he came out and did a set, and then she came out and did a set, and then he came back.
Yeah.
And that worked really well. And I have to say that the crowd was louder than the band.
Yeah.
The crowd was so loud.
And they were having a great time. But he made this point very early on in the show, which was, you know, we could play new stuff, but that's not why you're here.
Nope. Nope. The guy knows himself and he knows his audience.
Right. You're not here to hear the new stuff. You're here to hear what made me famous.
Yeah, you're not the late Benjamin Orr playing a show in the parking lot of Ralph Wilson Stadium 20 years ago and refusing to play Car songs.
Right.
That's not what he's about.
No, and it was very successful. And also, I apologize for being hokey, but the whole thing just seemed great for Albany to me because people were coming in from all over the place. I was talking to people who traveled from Buffalo, who traveled from Maine, Vermont, because it was really one of the only appearances in the Northeast.
Yeah,
and just to set up shop here for a weekend was very nice. It was really cool.
Yeah, it was really smooth.
Yeah,
you know, the production.
All right,
bunch of stuff. Tonight through Sunday, the show in Blue Velvet at the Madison Theater. The first movie, I contend it's the first movie where Lynchian became part of the cultural discourse, because Eraserhead was a cult movie and The Elephant Man was kind of mainstream. But this is the one that took, like, I don't know if we talked about this before. I saw this when it opened at Crossgates Mall. It played for a week. The audience I saw with it, some of them walked out. And when the movie was over, most people walked out like it was bad cheese. And it was like 8 months later before it came back and played the Art Theater.
Yeah.
And was a hit. You know, it took a while to find an audience. Also Friday is it's First Friday Albany.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
But
don't you think all of us have that friend who's been telling us to watch Blue Velvet?
You
got to see Blue Velvet. You have to see Blue Velvet.
Oh, yeah. I have a friend who does that to people.
And then you finally give in. You're like, oh, all right.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, it's not First Friday. I don't know why I said that. It's Albany Center Gallery. It's the Photography Regional Select. The opening reception is tomorrow, which is the 17th, which is also, I believe, St. Patrick's Day, from 5 to 9 p.m. And the show will be up through April 21st. Also Friday night at the Egg in Albany, it's David Lindley and Chris Smither. David Lindley is a legendary session musician. He played on all of those Jackson Brown and California albums in the late 70s and through the 80s. And Chris Smither is a great guitarist, singer-songwriter. Also Friday, Brian Regan and his Clean Comedy will be at the Palace Theater in Albany at 8 o'clock. Sean Wayans will be at the Funny Bone in Albany, probably not as clean. That's Friday and Saturday. Friday is at 7:30 and 10, and Saturday is at 7 and 9:45. Saturday night at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, it's Lunasa. It's a traditional Irish music band. So you get all your St. Patrick's Day festivities in.
Right. You're not gonna have it for another year, so
no,
get it in now.
Get it in now. And then Saturday night, as the intro music was playing, it's Jimmy Webb, the Hall of Fame songwriter, great performer, is performing a concert at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield called The Glen Campbell Years, where he's basically going to play the songbook that he wrote for Glen Campbell, which made him a superstar.
Yes.
And he'll tell great stories. He has a great story about, you know, he wrote the first one, I believe Wichita Lineman was the first one. And Capitol Records calls up. That was great. You got another one with a city in the title? Okay. And then we go to Phoenix. You know,
yes.
It's kind of funny. And he's a great storyteller. So it's going to be a great evening of music and, you know, the raconteur, Jimmy Webb.
Jimmy Webb, the Glen Campbell Years of the Colonial on Saturday night.
Sunday afternoon, we have two Sunday classical concerts. Over at Troy, the Troy Chromatic Concerts is presenting pianist Barbara Nisman. She's going to be performing music of Bartok, Liszt, Prokofiev, and Gina Stera. And one of the two Gina Stera pieces was written and dedicated to her back in the day. And that's at the Troy Music Hall at 3 o'clock. And then at the Palace Theater in Albany at 3 o'clock Sunday, it's an Albany Symphony Orchestra youth concert called Captain American Musical Avenger. So he'll be trying to save the orchestra from whatever evildoers are trying to wreck the sound.
Okay.
And then Monday at the GE Theater at Proctor's, as part of their Proctor's at 90 film series, they're showing The Red Shoes. That's at 1:30, 4:15, and 7 p.m. I love that movie. Of course, the funny thing is, a few years ago, I was researching through old Daily Gazettes. Red Shoes didn't play Proctor's. It played the Erie Theater, which is like the Burger King parking lot now in Schenectady. It played there for like a month.
That's some good investigative reporting there.
Well, you know, it was at Proctor's because Proctor's was the first one through. It was Martin and Lewis, I believe.
Okay.
You know, but you can see The Red Shoes at Proctor's. It's delayed premiere Monday. And this weekend we have, for some reason, it's the dead of winter, but now every weekend feels like summer because last weekend we had Kong, Skull Island, you know, taking over everything. And this week, of course, Disney's remake of Beauty and the Beast is going to lay waste to everything.
Yeah, it will be in every single theater throughout the country.
And you will have to go see it. I don't think I will, but everyone else probably will.
I think I already have tickets to see it with my nieces.
There you go.
Saturday night. Yeah.
Apparently it's a spectacular combination of live action and three CGI magic and
all right. And the other film,
The Sense of an Ending. It's based on a Booker Award winning novel. Should be great.
I don't know whether you're being sarcastic or not.
Neither do I. Believe me, this weather has sort of frozen parts of my brain.
Well, that wasn't delightful. Okay, Sean Stone is the digital editor of The Alt. You can find more at thealt.com. We'll do this again next week.
That'll be great.
Okay, you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.